Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Wednesday, September 25th, 2013, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's a look at what's coming up tonight.
Tonight.
Rebellion against oppression conjured up to me the Rebel Alliance fighting against the Empire.
The devil you know is always better than the devil you don't know.
Ted Cruz's filibuster targets the Galactic Empire of America and how the UN Arms Treaty lives on. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
You guys are a bunch of play soldiers, and I've had it with you. I declare resistance.
Well, in a rare 100-0 vote, both parties in the Senate voted to forge ahead with a spending bill that would keep the government open, but it would leave the door wide open for Senate Democrats to be able to restore the funding for Obamacare that was eliminated last week. That's right. I said all 100 senators, even Ted Cruz, who stood for an epic 21-hour faux filibuster.
And I will confess that phrase, a rebellion against oppression, conjured up to me the Rebel Alliance fighting against the Empire. The Empire being the Washington, D.C. establishment. And indeed, immediately on hearing that phrase, I wondered if at some point we were going to see a tall gentleman in a mechanical breathing apparatus come forward and say in a deep voice, Mike Lee, I am your father. The only path, if we're going to oppose Obamacare, is to stand together and oppose cloture. And I would ask for my friends on the Democratic aisle to listen to this.
The hour of noon having arrived, pursuant to the order of the Senate will be.
But, Ms. President, for lack of a better way of describing this, it has been a big waste of time. The government is set to shut down in a matter of hours, just a few days. Government will close.
Oh no, the government is shutting down. However, will we pass stricter gun laws and stick our hands down your pants without the funding? Well, listen, Cruz knew that this little marathon speech was not going to block Obamacare. That wasn't even on the table. He set out to do this 20-something hours ago because he wanted D.C. to listen. Instead, the lapdog mainstream media chose to focus on Cruz's recital of green eggs and ham, or his little rendition of The Empire Strikes Back. And it's not just the liberal media and the Democrats who have turned against Ted Cruz. Also, key members of his party have stabbed him in the back just for doing the right thing.
As soon as we listed Ted Cruz as our featured guest this week, I got unsolicited research and questions, not from Democrats, but from top Republicans who to hammer Cruz. Why are Republicans so angry at Ted Cruz?
Well, because this was a strategy laid out by Mike Lee and Ted Cruz without any consultation with their colleagues.
That is a false justification. The issue is much broader than that, and they know it. They didn't come after Mike Lee or Rand Paul. The Republicans continue to come after Ted Cruz issue after issue because they see him as the real threat. Now, Cruz said that he gave his overnight argument because Obamacare is the number one job killer in America. It's forcing millions of Americans into part-time work. Their insurance is being threatened. But according to the Ministry of Truth, Obamacare is going to be affordable for millions of Americans. Well, that contradicts this article by Paul Joseph Watson that says Americans complain of soaring Obamacare costs. According to a spokesperson for the Health and Human Services, for millions of Americans, these new options will finally make health insurance work within their budgets. But that just doesn't seem to jive with most Americans who responded to a tweet Paul Joseph Watson put out, and an overwhelming majority of them said that their premiums would be increasing. But hey, Obama just wants you to get a good deal on your health insurance while supplies last.
What you've had is an unprecedented effort. Have been trying to scare and discourage people from getting a good deal. Some of you may have seen some of the commercials out there that are a little wacky.
Very wacky indeed, kind of like your campaign promises to not raise taxes. Let's see what you said. Here's Obama on Obamacare. On Tuesday at the Clinton Global Initiative, President Obama admitted that we did raise taxes on some things. Some things. How about a medical device tax, a high medical bills tax, flexible spending account tax, super savers surtax, Medicare payroll tax increase, the employer mandate tax, tax on health insurers. He's all over the place.
He wants no compromise. He wants what he wants, or he's willing to shut down the government.
And frankly, the devil you know is always better than the devil you don't.
It is abundantly clear that nobody knows if this new healthcare premium is going to test the limits of affordability.
Obamacare raises the price on everything related to healthcare, even the healthcare for the lawmakers and their staff. But the trick is that every American is actually paying for every lawmaker and their staff's healthcare. Right now, they have an Obamacare fix that will actually include a 75% subsidy because lawmakers and staff say their insurance is too expensive without being subsidized. So Senator David Vitter proposed an amendment that would end subsidies for the president, VP cabinet, secretaries, and all political appointees.
I think John Roberts, you know, he loves Obamacare so much.
Supreme Court Justice.
He should get it. Right now he's getting a federal employee subsidy. He's not part of Obamacare. So he makes the rest of America, through I think convoluted constitutional logic, he makes us get Obamacare, but he's exempt.
Another glitch which hits Americans right in their pocketbook is the family glitch in the law. Congress defined affordable as 9.5% or less of an employee's household income. The error is in that it applies only to the employee and not their family. So if the rest of the family is not covered by the employee's insurance, they cannot get subsidized through the exchanges. These glitches are what happens when lawmakers like Pelosi make decisions.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
In the lower premium networks, families may not pay a lot per month, but their doctors that they might need later, their specialists, may not be in the network, so they'll have to pay an out-of-network fee, which will end up costing them a lot more. And on CNN Money, a person in California making under $17,235 a year pays $57 a month in insurance plus out-of-pocket costs. A person making under $28,725 a year will have to fork out about $193 a month plus out-of-pocket cost. Surprisingly, Wyoming has the highest premium at $516 a month. And that's just in this category for an individual. So what will people do when they have to make a choice between paying for their health care and paying for their car payment or their mortgage? Join PrisonPlanet.tv today and give your username and password up to 10 people. I'm Gigi Urnetta with this InfoWars Nightly News Special Report.
Why are we giving away our laws to unelected UN bureaucrats? Coming up after the break, I'm going to be speaking with David Knight about the UN arms trade treaty that John Kerry just signed today. Then, we are going to be showing you an interview that Alex Jones did with Tosh Plumlee. He blows the lid off the Benghazi scandal. Now, you can catch the Alex Jones Show live at Prison Planet TV if you're not already a subscriber. Please consider becoming a member. You know you can share your password with up to 10 other people. Share the transmission. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones Channel is the official page of the InfoWar. But don't miss what's happening on our other channels. The InfoWarrior, with the week's best videos. Prison Planet Live, where Paul Joseph Watson gives his expert analysis. And keep up with the rest of the InfoWars crew on our other pages. All of our videos are available to repost for educational purposes. See the sidebar of the Alex Jones Channel for the subscription links. And remember, you can always find our videos in the highest quality by becoming a member of PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand? That's why you're going to fail, and the establishment knows, no matter how much propaganda, the Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
David Knight, welcome to the show. So John Kerry just signed the UN Arms Trade Treaty today. So what does that mean for the Second Amendment here in America?
Well, it doesn't mean anything just yet. But what they want to do is they want to register and track all guns. That's really about registering, tracking gun owners. It's not about gun control. It's about people control. And they need to understand that. They need to understand that this is really, as it's put out right now, this is a Trojan horse. They had 99% of the countries voted to ratify it at the UN. It's only going to require 75% to change it. And they do have a passing reference to small arms. It is not about just the transfer of major arms between countries.
Right, exactly. And so then they just need a two-thirds majority here in America. Do you think that's going to happen in Congress?
Right. We've got an article today at InfoWars and pointed out, one of the senators pointed out to Obama, since he seems to not want to follow the Constitution or the procedures, he pointed out that the Senate has to ratify it. So after Kerry signed it, that doesn't really mean anything. As far as the Constitution goes, the president has to sign it, then the Senate has to ratify it. And then even if they ratify it, it still doesn't alter the Constitution, but there would be legal challenges that people would have to mount. You know that the government is still going to enforce this, just like they enforce other unconstitutional laws. Even when the courts find against them, they continue to arrest photographers. They continue to enforce the gun control laws in Washington, D.C., even though the Supreme Court threw it out 5 years ago. But the key thing to remember is that when it goes to this next step at the Senate, it's not just two-thirds of the Senate, it's two-thirds of those who are present. And they can play games with that as well. Maybe they'll do something during a recess appointment. Maybe Harry Reid will try to get it through at that point.
Exactly. And Obama was just saying, I think a week ago on Sunday, about, you know, that he was going to be ramping up the efforts for gun control. There's always sort of this strange timing.
Right. I wrote an article about the connections with false flags in this. Of course, the obvious one that everybody understands is the fact that Fast and Furious was obviously targeted towards this. It was laying the groundwork for this. These things don't just come out of nowhere. Like FDR said, there's no coincidences in this. There's no coincidence in the timing, and there's no coincidence that for quite some time, even under the Bush administration, they were transferring arms across the border to Mexico to try to create a public perception that this was a threat to people's safety, when it was really our government that was doing it. That got busted wide open. The New York Times pointed out that it was a manufactured effort. In other words, a false flag. There's no question about that. 1 week before this came up for a vote last July was the Aurora, Colorado shooting. Exactly 1 week. They were trying to get the initiative back. They were trying to scare the public again because the public already, they saw that the emperor had no clothes when it came to Fast and Furious. They still couldn't get any traction on it because the Republicans were using this to score points before the election. So I said, we're going to wait until after the election. We'll do it in the lame duck session. Hours after Obama was reelected, declared the winner in the reelection, they said, we're going to wait and do it in the spring, which they subsequently did. And they had, for 3 months, we heard about the next shooting, which was the Sandy Hook shooting.
Exactly. And now it is kind of like this huge war for the mind, because not only are they going after the Second Amendment, but they're going after the First Amendment as well. Mm-hmm. Now they're trying to tie in whistleblowers like Edward Snowden and Manning in with this Aaron Alexis and other mass shooters.
But then what's the question? You're a security expert, Mr. Gomez. You tell me, what do we do now? For every Snowden and for every Aaron Alexis who got through and did some damage, how many others are out there? And what's the process now? Do we go back and spend hundreds of millions of dollars more re-vetting all the people who have so far been vetted because we're not sure it was done properly?
And we were telling people who buy it, so many people are very passionate and should be about defending the freedom of speech, about stopping government surveillance, and defending whistleblowers like Edward Snowden, but they attack the Second Amendment. The Guardian is a very good example of that. They've been tireless in defense of free speech and Fourth Amendment protections, but they throw the Second Amendment under the bus. And as we pointed out, these are authoritarians. They're coming after all of these. And as Alex started out the sequence, making the comparisons to Hitler and Mao and Stalin, one of the things that they do after they take the guns, they take the journalists. They line them up against the wall because they don't want people talking about what they're doing. So they always take the journalists. So this is about control. This is total control. And this is them coming after the First and the Second Amendment.
Thank you so much, David Knight. Well, there is no doubt a war on for our minds. I was actually just watching State of Mind, The Psychology of Control again last night. The movie is so good, and it gets into just how far back this plan for total control goes. You can pick that up at the InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, it's on sale, actually. So stick around, because coming up, we've got a Benghazi interview that you are not going to want to miss.
Thank you. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We've been asking for answers to Benghazi, and we finally got some during an explosive interview yesterday with a covert operations insider on The Alex Jones Show.
Insider reveals arms deals behind recent major events. That is the article up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And he said this fella has gotten, you know, older and just doesn't care anymore, I guess, about his safety, basically. And so, and Jim Mars, of course, best-selling author, taught the first university-level course on the JFK assassination 50 years later. He's probably the leading person, other than maybe Oliver Stone, known for exposing it out there. And, of course, he advised on that film, and his book was turned into a lot of the work on that film. But William Robert Tosh Plumlee, goes by Tosh Plumlee. I'm going to let, instead of going over his whole background here, and he's set to testify before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, but he did that. He did testify back in 1990-91, and he's reportedly going to be testifying again. And I just mentioned that Jim Mars had some big news on Benghazi and stuff Friday, or was it Thursday, and then Fox News hours later was calling him up. So they're definitely listening, too, and wanting to know. And one big thing is once he testifies, they'll gag him, like they did last time on other issues. We're hearing some incredible info. And we told everybody basically this a week after it happened from one Pentagon source that came on the air, Colonel Schaefer, who's run black ops all over the world. And then he got in a lot of trouble and said, well, I didn't mean exactly what I said. So he had to retract some things just so he didn't get in too much trouble. But he said what he said, and he knows he said it on air. And then we had, I mean, he said all hell broke loose. And then we were the first to report this, by the way. I'm not bragging. No brag, just fact. It's actually, I wish other people were the first to break this, because we've had Saudi Arabian intelligence, that's clearly who it is, messing with my reporters, saying nice family, you know, videotaping them in the street. We've been getting a lot of death threats of the serious type. They are hopping mad right now, folks, that we exposed the rebels. We're given chemical weapons by Saudi Arabian intelligence. I mean, we're on the cutting edge of this, so I'm glad other people like Tosh Plumlee is going public. But I want Tosh to be able to finish up points and recap what he said. It's historic information here from multiple sources, including a NATO high-level military officer. But and I want Jim Mars to have some final comments here in a moment. But Tosh, from what I've been told, this has finally woken up the entire military. That's why the Joint Chiefs went to Obama and said, you're not going to attack Syria. We're not backing al-Qaeda. This is over. The military is on the edge of mutiny. The vast majority of military and polls are against it. All the military I talked to knows that they were watching live feeds or talked to friends that saw live feeds from the Predators of the 6.5-hour gun battle as they were ordered to stand down. NATO all saw it. Everybody knows it was a hit. So here's my question. Did they pull off security and just let them kill them? Or did they order the Benghazi security, the al-Qaeda forces, to go kill them to get rid of the witnesses? Did they let them die for a cover-up, or were they involved in it? Or did your NATO source say anything? And is my information correct that this has the New World Order in deep trouble because so much of the military now understands how expendable they are?
Well, in my opinion, they came out here and they tried to turn that into political. In other words, it was a very serious situation that was rapidly developing over there. In other words, the State Department and other agencies refused or did not, I'm not going to say refused, they did not get back to them in time because they were concerned of how that was going to look politically. It would be a political bombshell if it was revealed that U.S. weapons at that point in time were being given to factions in the Middle East, through Turkey, Jordan. It would also expose methods and procedures. It would also expose our CIA safe houses that were operating in Jordan and other places, Pakistan and Turkey, and Saudi Arabia. It would expose those operations that were involved. It would expose our politicians on both sides of the aisle that was involved in corporate gain, in my personal opinion. So that had to be blocked. We had a military situation that had the military intelligence from that region over there, and it was about to explode. In other words, I think it was turned over in for political or possible re-election campaigns or whatever the hell was going on at that period in time. Point is, those people got sold out. Her son got killed because of political tampering with a very volatile situation in the Middle East that was about to explode. And it did explode. And it has exploded. So, now, yeah, you're right. I'm going to get myself in a lot of trouble. There's a lot of guys out there. But maybe by me coming forward, you're going to get more confirmation from other people that actually were the boots on the ground that was over there at that time carrying out those covert missions, and they know exactly what happened. And the pilots that threw the guns and the ammunition from our U.S. bases to those areas, hopefully they will come out and get off their butt and come out here and take a risk with me.
So basically, Tosh,
what the hell is going on?
You're tired of watching all these people cowardly sit on the sidelines and let this type of stuff go on, so you're telling what you know to try to spur them to go public. They reported 2 weeks ago that a whole bunch of witnesses have had their identities changed under White House orders. Those people, I guarantee, are just waiting to be killed. From what I've learned and what Jim Garrison, who I know you know, said, the way to stay alive is to go public. What would you say to witnesses of Benghazi who are out there? I would tell them, go public or you're dead.
Well, let me put it this way. I am a civilian. I am not a government employee. If I was a government employee, by the laws that are on the book, it is my responsibility to come forward and tell my superiors and my supervisors exactly what I've been involved in as a government employee. If I suspect that I'm involved in an illegal operation, if I suspect that I'm involved in aiding a terrorist group, it is my responsibility as a government employee to report that to my supervisors. Now, in some cases, these men have reported that to their supervisors and their commanding officers. Some of them have gotten killed. One in particular was Colonel James Sabo of the Marine Corps Naval Air Station back in the 90s. He went forward on a gun-running operation down to Carl Quintero, Guatemalan guerrillas being trained at a secret base down in Mexico. He got killed for that information. They tried to say it was suicide. Okay, it was not a suicide. It was an outright hit. The people that was involved in that supposed situation, that was an outright hit. They look, the reason I'm being so adamant is I don't want one of these black ops hits hitting me or my family. So I need the support because I am a civilian. I am not a government employee. I can talk. I don't have to worry about my pension. I don't have to worry about my star. I don't have to worry about, am I going to get a new rank for playing ball with the politicians that are taking over the military-industrial complex? My opinion. Does that explain anything, Alex?
No, it certainly does. I'm just advising people that have direct knowledge who haven't already been killed. They're saying a bunch of Benghazi people have changed their identities and will never be seen again. They probably changed their identities like Jimmy Hoffa.
Look, most of the people that do these extreme black ops are working under cutout names. My name was, I'm not even going to go into that. That's not important. But there is a system out there that is in place that is filtering and stealing from the American people for profit, for gain, corporations, contractors, people that get out of the military and go to work for a contractor and go security, go over, get involved, follow the money. Find out where these are going for. Go into Qatar. Go into Jordan. Go into Turkey. Go into Pakistan. Get these safe houses. Bring this stuff forward and advise the American people. Mainstream media will not touch this kind of information. Number one, it's their responsibility to bury it. Now, I'm hoping that some of my crews that I'm familiar with will come forward and say, well, this is what I did. But if they do, they will lose their pension, and they will have the Internal Revenue on their ass before sundown.
Alex, if I can jump in here and try to put all this together, this everything we're talking about, it ties right into everything that you talk about constantly on InfoWars, which is the dark center of the New World Order, if you will, okay, or what Bill Moyers calls the shadow government. And at the very center, it's the money. It's all about the money. And who handles the money? The international banks, the big guys, okay? Citibank, J.P. Morgan, et cetera, et cetera. All right? And then so this is the money that is greasing the shadow government, which is actually running the United States, not our elected officials, not the Constitution. And this is why it's so important for this information to get out to everyone so they can start dealing from a position of reality instead of operating with rose-colored glasses in la-la land.
And Jim, it's getting more reckless, and they're using the Al-Qaeda threat to take our liberties. These corporations and groups are out of control to the point of the British won't even launch this attack on Syria, knowing it's going to start World War III. These people are out of control, and I salute you and Tosh Plumlee. 1 minute final comment from you, Jim. 1 minute final comment from Plumlee.
Well, mine's real simple. People have got to wake up, start listening to alternative media, educating themselves so we can turn this country around and go back to the principles of freedom and liberty that it was founded upon.
JimMars.com is the website. Okay, Tosh, final comments.
My final comment is the reason I'm doing this is I want my country back. I'm a patriot. I'm an American citizen. And I have fought hard all of my life. I'm 76 years old, and it's time to put this shit to bed.
Amen, brother.
Yes, it is time to put this globalist garbage to bed. It is time to turn things around. Things are getting so crazy, and the criminals are so out of control. We're actually the criminals' best friend because they're going to end up destroying themselves and everybody with them if they don't stop. These people don't know when to quit.
Well, that's my true opinion, and back to Mrs. Smith. I hope that this broadcast will get some people in D.C. off their butt and communicate with that woman and let her know what happened to her son. I think every mother needs to know when their son is lost in battle for the sake of this country and the patriotism of this country, they need to know what happened.
I agree with you, Tosh. God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon and hopefully get you back up in the next week or so. You too, Jim. Thank you, gentlemen.
That was just 12 minutes of that explosive interview with Tosh Plumlee. You can find the full-length interview at prisonplanet.tv. You can stay up to date with all the breaking news at the Alex Jones Show, as well as the InfoWars Nightly News. We'll be back here again tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. For the InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Leanne McAdoo. Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.